9, verse 1 says, I will sing of the Lord's great love forever with my mouth. I will make your faithfulness known through all generations. That's Psalm 89, verse 1. Well, happy Sunday. Good to see you. Yeah, here we are this August the 28th, 2016. It's Joey Kroll with you. Welcome to Sunday worship. Go ahead, take your shoes off, take your coat off. Let's get comfortable and let's fellowship. Hey, if you're not too familiar with Sunday worship, we focus on Jesus. Amen. I mean, that's pretty much it. Yeah, we focus on Him, Scripture, songs, devotions, encouragement. We have some fellowship in the midst of that, maybe a couple of pots of coffee. Yeah. Hey, let's get comfortable. Let's get ready to spend some time preparing our hearts and minds on Jesus. I'll tell you what, I really do believe that you will be blessed here in the next 30 minutes by some of the God-honoring music and messages, including this one from Christy Knuckles, and Let the Words of My Mouth, right here on today's edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
It's time to
Yeah, she's just got a wonderful voice. She really does. That's Christy Knuckles and Let the Words of My Mouth. Hey, Fred, I hope you are blessed today. Yeah, here we are. It is Sunday, this 28th day of August 2016. And yeah, September starts here in just a few days. How about that? Well, just the other week, it was the Illinois State Fair in Springfield. Had a chance to attend that, and lots of traffic in Springfield around the state fairgrounds. So I tried to, my best at least, to avoid some of the traffic. So I came up with a brilliant idea of taking a shortcut. That was a bad idea, because the street I turned down, we had to wait 20 minutes because of a train. Oh, praise the Lord. And, you know, life happens like that sometimes, too. We plan one way and then something else happens. But I'm reminded of what God's Word says in Proverbs 16:9. A man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of worth, that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I made it. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. King of endless worth, no one could express how much you deserve. Though I'm weak and poor, all I have is yours, every single breath. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. Yeah. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I made. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. I'm coming back to the heart of worship. Yeah, it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made. Yeah, it's all about you. It's all about you, I'm not afraid to die.
right. We are magnifying King Jesus today. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. Good to fellowship with you today. It's Joey with you, the final Sunday of August. And, you know, it took me a very long time. In fact, I'm ashamed to say to really trust God in the area of finances for several years when I first became saved. And I came across this quote from Martin Luther, and I can testify it as being true, and I know you probably can as well. He says, "I have held many things in my hands, and I have lost them all. But whatever I have placed in God's hands, that I still possess."
You are not a God created by human hands. You are not a God dependent on any mortal man. You are not a God in need of anything we can give by your plan. That's just the way it is. You are not a God created by human hands. You are not. Just the way it is.
tell you what, I just love this medley song right here. Thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Sunday Worship. It's Joey fellowshipping with you today. And if you got a couple of minutes, be sure to connect with us on Facebook. Just look up Sunday Worship Radio right there on Facebook. And I don't know about you, sometimes when you get into God's Word, you come across certain passages and think, I totally forgot about this, or I haven't thought about this passage in years. Well, it's always good to be reminded of some of the truths in God's Word. Amen. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
For the Lord God Almighty is
that's right. We've come to lift him up. We've come to praise him. We've come to worship Jesus, the Son of the living God. You know, in Children's Church, just a few weeks ago at our church, we talked about how worship is giving God all of us. Down to its simplest form right there. That's Agnes Day here in today's edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. It's Joey with you. Hey, I'd love to hear from you, by the way. If you've been blessed by the program today or you just got a question, comment, maybe a song request here for the next program or two, drop me a note. I'd just love to hear from you. My email address is joey@greatnewsradio.org. Well, Mark Burns in the studio tomorrow morning to help you get through your Monday. For the Monday edition of Mark and Friends that gets underway tomorrow morning, 7:32 a.m. or 8:32 a.m. for our great Indiana listeners. Until next time, friend, I hope you have yourself a wonderful weekend. Just remember, though, that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Have a wonderful rest of your Sunday.